David Touchstone is David Duke's campaign coordinator in the northwest part of Louisiana. He's a lawyer in Shreveport and has known Duke for close to 20 years. I asked him if he thinks Duke is a racist.
No, I don't.
Do you think he used to be a racist?
Well, I think by some definitions of that word, the problem with that word is it seems to have different definitions at different times, so I guess it depends on what you mean by it.
Well, what's your definition?
My definition of racist is a person who believes that you should apply different treatment to one ethnic group from that which another receives just because of their ethnicity.
And by that standard, was David Duke, a former head of the Ku Klux Klan, a racist?
I don't think that by that definition he was. Now, if you use a definition that it's a person who recognizes or believes that there's a distinction between races and abilities in races, I think that he would have been. I do think that he felt that at one time. Even back in his early days, though, David always campaigned for equal rights, which was a very unusual concept for a person who was in the Klan.
David Duke says that he's changed. But one of the people we spoke with for our program pointed out that many of the people Duke has surrounded himself with have not changed, and there's still a lot of people associated with hate groups or who are former members of hate groups. You, for instance, are a former member of the Ku Klux Klan.
I was in the Ku Klux Klan when I was in college at age 21 for 1 year. I've seen some things printed in the media about me lately that I was some type of leader or something, which is absolutely ludicrous. I was in it for 1 year, and I realized that that wasn't the way to do things, and I quit. And I've never been involved with any group like that since then, 18 years ago. Since then, I've gone on, and I'm an attorney and a successful business person.
Did you believe in the inferiority of blacks and Jews when you were in the Klan?
Not in Jews. I did believe that there was a distinction between racial capabilities at that time.
And you no longer believe
that? In fact, almost everybody in the South did. Almost all whites did in the South, I'll say that.
And do you no longer believe that?
I think that each person has individual capabilities and that they should be judged on their individual merits alone.
What would you describe as the priorities of the Duke campaign?
Well, number one priority is getting a handle on law and order. The crime situation is out of control in our state, as it is in most parts of this country, but we have an especially bad crime problem in this state, and that's the number one thing we want to get a handle on. And I would say number two would be getting more out of our education system than we are. Number three, in my estimation, would be getting a better handle on the welfare problem.
How would David Duke like to change welfare?
Well, of course, the first thing we want to do is we want to see a serious and meaningful system of workfare in place. There's been some talk about us having workfare here, but it really hasn't had any meaningful effect in our society. Now, what we mean by workfare is putting able-bodied welfare recipients to work. Most welfare recipients are on welfare because they haven't had a good place to turn, a good alternative to turn to. But we do have some people on welfare who simply are shirkers. A system of workfare would drive the shirkers out of the system, and it would give a sense of self-respect and self-worth to those people who just simply haven't been able to escape welfare. Then another thing that we want to do with welfare is get the cheating out of the system. There are a lot of people on welfare who ought not to be. They're not being put through the proper credential requirements now. I've heard all kinds of horror stories about that from people who've gone down to the welfare office.
Let me ask you, if it turned out that David Duke, although he's saying he has changed since he left the Ku Klux Klan, if it turned out that he wasn't being really honest about that, and that, in fact, in his real heart, he still believed in the agenda of the Ku Klux Klan, would that bother you?
Yeah, it would bother me. Being a lawyer, I always like to define terms. What do you mean by a Ku Klux Klan agenda? I'd like to know exactly what you mean by that. But I think that the attitude, if it means that he has an attitude of intolerance to other people and that he hasn't grown and learned that there's a place for all people in the world, that would bother me.
Is there any ambiguity in your mind that the Klan was something that wasn't something less than tolerant?
No, there's no ambiguity in my mind about that. I was just trying to understand what you were saying by that. I definitely think that the Klan was intolerant, and that's one of the reasons why I left it, because I saw that it meant something that I didn't want to, I didn't really want to be a part of that, and I didn't think that it could make any positive changes. I think ultimately that's why David left it.
Let me ask you this. You were in the Klan for just a year, perhaps
yeah.
a little bit more. It was years
right.
ago. You were 21.
Right.
This was in 1973.
Right.
And you decided it wasn't for you. You left it. You say
right.
you changed your mind. Does it trouble you that the person who you are working for believed in the Klan, headed the Klan, up until very recently?
Terminate his involvement with the Klan in 1978. So it's been over 12 years, or 79, I think it was 79. It's been 12 years since David was involved in it.
Well, that's still fairly recent. I mean, he was still involved with it for a pretty long time. It wasn't dabbling for a year as it might have been with you.
Right.
He went on to head it.
Well, I think that David made a mistake in judgment in doing that, but I'm convinced that he has a different perspective on things now. I accept that. I've talked to him many, many times, just, personally, and I think I know what his thoughts and feelings are, so I'm comfortable with him.
David Touchstone is David Duke's campaign coordinator for Northwest Louisiana. I'm Terry Grossen. This is Fresh Air.